lovers do want to dive into your ocean. So I was 12 years old, and there's this big-looking Big Bird freak on MTV. She was gorgeous, actually. Annie Lennox. Dave Stewart, the Eurythmics here on Time Travel from 1983. I actually enjoyed them much, much more as I got older. I appreciated them much, much more because they used to play Sweet Dreams Are Made of This over and over and over again on MTV. So I was a young lad, 12 years old, and she was freaky. She's a tall lady, crazy red hair, but gorgeous. I didn't really realize how gorgeous she was until later as I kind of, you know, came about, as they say. But did get to see her years later at the Wang Center. It was about $150 to go, and then I go in and was supposed to go with my girlfriend. She couldn't make it. She had to work, so I had to bring my friend Matt. And I run into this guy from UMass that I went to school with, super gay. And he comes up, and it's Keith. And Keith's like, "Oh, hey, what are you doing here?" And I'm with my friend Matt, of course. And he's like, of course, he's assuming I'm gay. I'm like, "No, I'm here to see Annie Lennox. Here to see Annie Lennox." And he's like, "Oh." I didn't know that that was like one of the meeting places. It was like all gay people and then me and Matt to see Annie Lennox that night. I don't know. It was just weird. It was weird. Anyway, Time Travel's here with you until 7 p.m. I'm doing a song a year for my birthday. My birthday is in the month of October. It hasn't come up yet. But I figured I'm going to go 71 up until wherever we go today, and then I will pick it up again next week and finish it out to 2016. I tried doing this over the years, and the years got heavier and heavier over the 10 years I've been here at Tufts University doing time travel here at the past almost 10 years. 10 years shows next year here on Time Travel on WMFO. And anyway, every year around birthday time, I've been playing one song a year for myself, and I tell a little story about a few of them as I go on. This next one, I'd say I played one for my brother Russ, who used to listen to AC/DC all the time. This next one goes out to my brother Eric, who was big into this guy. He liked his Bryan Adams, and he liked this guy too, and this guy was pretty much a one-hit wonder, but I think he kind of liked him because he looked like him, he acted like him, and he had the same fashion sense, and he wore his sunglasses at night. So this goes out to Eric. It's Corey Hart with Sunglasses at Night here on Time Travel. 1984. You weave and breathe your story lines. All right, that's from 1984. 1985, next on Time Travel. So 1985, I'm a 14-year-old boy. I had my... What's going on here? Let's not get ahead of ourselves, huh? Let's not get ahead of ourselves. It's a general public with tenderness. I've decided not to play that one, though. I was going to tell a story about this next one I'm going to play from 85. So anyway, I'm 14 years old. I ride my bike everywhere. I got my bicycle. I've ridden riding it everywhere. And I've got what we used to have was a cassette player. It used to have a Walkman. And you could take this Walkman, and it actually had a little strap. So I'd take the strap. I'd put it around my neck. And I had the Walkman. And I had these tapes. You can buy these cassettes. And you used to be able to go on and get them from a place called BMG or Columbia Record Group, and it would say 11 for a penny. Then you'd get your 11, and then they'd have you buy like 7 more, like $15 a pop. It was crazy. It was expensive, and the cassettes were like $9.98, $15, whatever it was. So anyway, one of them, and what I did was I had my bicycle stolen at a young age, at around 10. Let me say, I was in Texas, 1980. So yeah, I was about 9 or 10. So up until this point, for a couple of years, I would go up to the Bill Ricker Mall, and I would go into the old Kmart there, and I would do the five finger discount on the cassettes. So I had a couple of criminal years there for a couple of years as a young pissed off teenager that had his bike stolen. I'm like, I'm going to take as much back from the stores as I lost. And I did it up until I got caught, and then I never did it again. Never stole anything again after 13 years old. But year 12, I was picking up cassettes left and right. Five-finger discount, buy myself a comic book and a nice brown paper bag, going to the Kmart. Boom. Talking Heads album. This is And She Was here on Time Travel. That's from 1985 here on Time Travel. Next one, one of my favorite bands of all time. They got together and they tried to put out one more album after Synchronicity 2, or Synchronicity rather, and all they came out with was one single, and this is it. It's a remake of Don't Stand So Close to Me. It's Don't Stand So Close to Me, 1986, by The Police here on Time Travel.
Young teacher of the subject of schoolgirl fantasy. She wants him so badly and knows what she wants to be. Inside her, there's a longing. This girl's an open page. Bookmarking, she's so close now.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Here in 1987 on Time Travel, this goes out to my friend Pooch.
Can I get some nasty bass? Fellas, we're gonna talk about a girl who's fake, huh?
and you will undoubtedly hear it many more times as the days go by. Now, just in case you're hazy on exactly what it means, let me give you a rough idea. It means that the cost of your clothes and food has gone up to a point where the family budget has become somewhat strained. Well, that's one of those things, and you can't be expected to increase the family income. But there are some things you can do to help. For instance, take better care of your clothes. When you come home from school, change into old clothes before you go out to play. Take care of your health, because doctors and medicines are expensive. Eat well, but don't waste. Take your full share, but eat all you take. Try not to ask mother and dad to buy you things you don't actually need. Make the best and the most of what you've got. Try to be more than usually careful of your school equipment, such as paper, pencils, and so forth. Make them last and go as far as you possibly can. Remember that all members of a family must pull together at a time like this. So do your share.
...1988 here on Time Travel.
I'm 17 years old. I'm in high school. One of the biggest albums of the year, U2.
Lover, I'm on the street. Wanna go in the bright lights and the big city me. With a red guitar on fire. Desire. She's a cat. Shotgun,
We're in 1990 here on Time Travel.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it.
Ice, ice, baby. Ice, ice, baby.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle.
Dance!
Crush a speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom.
Deadly!
When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. You better hit bullseye, the kid don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Point, no faking. Cooking MCs like a pound of bacon. Burning them, getting quick and nimble. I go crazy when I hear a cymbal and a hi-hat with a souped up tempo. I'm on a roll, it's time to go solo.
Rolling,
hit my 5.0. Put my rag top down so my hair can blow. The girl is on standby, waiting just to say hi.
Did you stop?
No, I just drove by, kept on pursuing to the next stop. I bust a left and I'm heading to the next block. The block was dead, yo, so I continue to A1A. Girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis. Rock men lovers, driving Lamborghinis.
Jealous,
cause I'm out getting mine. Shade with the gauge and vanilla with the nine.
Ready
for the chumps on the wall. The chumps acting ill because they're full of eight ball. Gunshots ranged out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shells
falling
on the concrete real fast. Jumped in my car, slammed on the gas. Bumper to bumper, the avenue's packed. I'm trying to get away before the jack is jacked.
Police on the scene,
you know what I mean? They pass me up, could run it all, the dope fiends. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Take heed, cause I'm a lyrical poet. Miami's on the scene, just in case you didn't know it. My town that created all the bass sound. Enough to shake and kick holes in the ground, cause my style's like a chemical spill. Feasible rhymes you can vision and feel. Conducted in form, this is a hell of a concept. We make it hype, and you want us to
print this.
Shape plays on a fade, slice like a ninja, cut like a razor blade so fast. Other DJs say, damn, a rhyme was a drug, I'd sell it by the gram. Keep my composure when it's time to get loose. Magnetized by the mic while I kick my juice. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while DJ revolves it. Get out of here. Word to your mother.
Ice, ice, baby, to go. Ice, ice, baby, to go. To go. Ice, ice, baby, to go. To go. Ice, ice, baby, to go. To go.
We'll be right back. You're so good. Baby, there ain't nobody better. So you should. Cause you are the best.
Yes, you are.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Yeah, maybe that's why they call it dope. Before dope was a word, like, hey, man, that's dope. It's a different version of dope. This is the bad dope, like earlier. And we used to actually say dope a lot. I used to say, you know what? You're a dope. Used to use it that way, too. Anyway, words change as time goes on, don't they? Mm-hmm. Like shenanigans. You don't hear that too often. Unless, of course, you're that lady that wrote the screenplay from a couple of years ago with Ellen Page in it, who's having a baby in high school, whatever that one was. Cody Diablo, whatever her name is. Anyway, Time Travel's here with you until 7 p.m. So I'm playing a song a year in celebration of my birthday, as I do every year. Except this year I'm taking my time and I'm doing 2 weeks of it. So we've gotten up to 1993 right now. This was the biggest song of the year in 1993. And it's so bizarre because 16 years earlier was when this guy was at his peak. He put out an album called Bat Out of Hell. And then in 1993, all of a sudden, he comes out with a single, I Would Do Anything for Love, in parentheses, but I won't do that. Well, it wasn't like question mark, or but I won't do that. Or but I won't do that with a exclamation point. So, of course, the words around the water cooler were, what is he talking about? I remember my girlfriend at the time, her father was so upset. He's like, I don't understand what he means. And I said, well, that is what makes a great rock and roll song. And I'm not giving you the 3-minute version today. I'm giving you the full 12-minute version because you know what? It's my birthday. It's my radio show. I could do what the hell I want. You want to tune out? Go right ahead right now because I'm playing the 12-minute version of I Would Do Anything for Love in parentheses, but I won't do that. For those of you that stick around, you are in for quite a treat. You're going to remember back to October 12th, 2016 and say, that was the first time I heard 12 minutes of Meatloaf. My life changed.
WMFO Medford.
Nice.